This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, thank you for staying tuned. I'm Shaoling, and this is the Morning Run with Roshan Kunnison. It has just gone past 7:18 in the morning, and in about half an hour, we'll be speaking to Dato' Lee Kim Miao, Managing Director of Top Glove, on their labour accommodation issue. We are also running a poll on Twitter this morning at BFM Radio asking you, do you think glove companies are seriously addressing allegations of labour rights violations? There are three options, so do let us know. But in the meantime, let's talk about Muda, because 3 months ago in September, MP Syed Saddiq announced on The Breakfast Grill that he was registering a new political party, the Malaysian United Democratic Alliance, or MUDA, and that was he was going to do that immediately after the interview. He and his colleagues went off to the Registrar of Societies to submit their application. However, the application remains in limbo. And this week, MUDA said it would seek legal action against the Registrar of Societies if it did not register MUDA. So what could be the cause of the delay, and what legal options does MUDA have in this regard? So for a better understanding on how a political party is registered, and for MUDA's perspective on this issue, we speak to Lim Wei Jet, lawyer and co-founder of the Malaysian United Democratic Alliance, or as otherwise more commonly known, MUDA. Now, Wei Jet, can you walk us through the process of a political party getting approval from the ROS? What are the usual conditions and procedures, and how long does approval typically take?
So this typically, in applying to register as a political party, that prospective political party needs to select the sponsors or the co-founders of that political party. So we submit a name list of these sponsors. We also need to submit a constitution to the RRS for approval. And all of this is done online. And in the ROS website, it does say that for an ordinary society, it takes 5 working days to process. But of course, that doesn't include political parties, which for one reason or another, takes longer than usual. So that is how a political party gets registered in general.
And on what grounds can the ROS reject a party's application? And is there a process of appeal?
Right. So the Societies Act stipulates the grounds in which the registrar can deny a party from being registered. So, for example, if the name of the party is undesirable or misleading, or the proposed constitution of the party does not contain certain provisions that is provided for on the schedule of the Act, or, that political party is unlawful or is likely to be unlawful or prejudicial to the peace, welfare, security, public order, good order, or morality of Malaysia. So very wide and arbitrary language. But yes, if the ROS rejects the party's application, there is a 30-day timeline to appeal to the minister concerned. So the minister can vary or confirm the decision of the ROS.
Now, MUDA is giving ROS 1 week to approve their registration or risk legal action. Has this happened in the past before, or is MUDA setting a precedent? I mean, what kind of legal action can MUDA take against the ROS in the first place?
Well, they're certainly not the first party that has filed a court case against the ROS. Party Socialist Malaysia, PSM, also filed a court case before this. Pejuang has filed a court case. So in that sense, we are not necessarily the first party. But as to what legal action that MUDA can take against the ROS, we can file what we call a judicial review, which is a court action against a public body, on the grounds that the ROS's omission to make a decision on the registration of MUDA is unreasonable, is irrational, is a breach of our legitimate expectation to be registered with reasonable expediency. And it's in fact a breach of the right of association, which is guaranteed under our constitution. We can obtain relief from the court to, for example, compel the ROS to register MUDA. So those are the legal options available for us.
And what kind of engagement has MUDA had with the ROS in the process of this application?
Right. So we first submitted the application on the 17th of September, and there have been meetings with the ROS physically to, go through the constitution to see what provisions are lacking or need to be amended, which we immediately complied with. The IRS also requested for the bankruptcy statements of several of the sponsors, which we complied with within 24 hours. So there is already, you know, we have emailed and sent letters to the IRS on many occasions, but they have still unfortunately not arrived at a decision despite 90 days have passed. So that is unfortunate.
So why is it important for MUDA to be registered as a political party? How does it affect your activities, whether you're registered or not?
Well, under our election laws, only a registered political party can use its logo in the elections. So, you know, the very fact that, you know, if MUDA is not registered before the 15th January elections, it really means that, you know, we are unable to use MUDA's logo or symbol in your ballot papers, for example. And that is already a real disadvantage. You know, what do you expect us to contest under, to be contesting under an independent ticket? That is disastrous. So I think that there are many other, you know, obstacles when it comes to not being registered as a political party in Malaysia, but that is one of the main reasons.
Your fellow colleague Syed Sadiq has asked why it was easier to obtain approvals from the IRS under the Dato Sri Najib Razak administration then and harder now under the present administration. Why do you think that is, in your view?
Well, the answer is pretty obvious, but I don't need to spell it out. But the important question is, you know, we should not be allowing politics to come in the way of registering a legitimate political party, whether to hasten or to delay. So look, you know, Perikatan Nasional was registered reportedly within 3 days. Bersatu was registered within 30 days by the Najib Razak National Administration. So the question is, why is there a double standard when it comes to MUDA? MUDA is not asking for favorable treatment, but to be treated fairly, you know, like any other political party out there. And 90 days is simply unacceptable and unreasonable.
So, Wejet, would you say that the current registration system in Malaysia is an obstacle for setting up new political parties, and ultimately, should it be reformed?
Yeah, definitely. When you allow ROS to be the gatekeeper for political parties in Malaysia, that is problematic. So, number one, ROS is under the purview of the Minister of Home Affairs, which could be the political nemesis or opponent of the party that is seeking to be registered. And there is merit to the argument that the registration of political parties should be put under the purview of the Election Commission, which is relatively more independent. The commissioners there have security of tenure. But more importantly, regardless of whether it's the Election Commission or the ROS, any party, any body that is registering a political party should be facilitative in nature. It's really a matter of going through a checklist, you know. Are the sponsors Malaysian citizens? Are they bankrupt or not bankrupt? Those are the only considerations that you should take into account. So your political leanings or whatsoever should be irrelevant when it comes to registering a political party. So in my mind, there is no need for an additional gatekeeper, which is just going to halt the democratic process through red tape. Because we are a democratic and political democratic country, and any party or citizen out there has the right to participate in the political process. If you delay a political party from being registered, you pose immense legal, financial obstacles to that political party from, you know, contesting in elections or to gain support in anticipation of the elections. And that is not fair.
Thank you for your time. That was Lim Wejet, lawyer and co-founder of the Malaysian United Democratic Alliance, giving us the lowdown in terms of the obstacles he is facing or the party is facing in registering itself at the ROS. And he does bring up some very valid points, as in that, you know, there shouldn't be any obstacles. I mean, people should be able to register societies quickly without much red tape. What were your key takeaways, Roshan?
Yeah, Shining, you know, we often, whenever we talk about the anti-hopping laws, right, this thing always comes up, the freedom of association, you cannot impede that. This is the same thing, right? It's in the same vein. Malaysian citizens, it should be a checklist, as he mentioned. Just if you mark all these things up, if your constitution doesn't have any gaps, if you've got your sponsors there, what is the hurdle rate after that, right? Just because there is some room for, I guess, wiggling there, but it should be a binary decision. And let's hope that we see how this plays out.
Yeah, in other Commonwealth countries, for example, with Westminster-style systems, approval of new parties is done by the EC, not by ROS. But up next, we'll be speaking to Dale Fisher, Professor of Infectious Diseases at the National University of Singapore, to better understand what we know about the new COVID-19 variant. That's going to be happening after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.